hitting the Labor Day campaign trail. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
We'll win if people vote. So just remind everybody, vote. Go out and vote.
As the midterm election season moves into high gear, President Biden is again warning against what he calls extremist Republicans.
The president, on his third trip to Pennsylvania in a week, hoped to sway a critical swing state. He talked up recent legislative victories, but as in his recent speeches, focused on what he sees as the challenge of a changed Republican Party, still led by former President Trump.
We're either going to look forward or look backwards. And it's clear which way he wants to look. It's clear which way the new MAGA Republicans are. They're extreme.
In Pittsburgh and an earlier stop in Milwaukee, the president said democracy is at stake. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Meantime, former President Trump participated in a tele-rally for Republican Jeff Deal, who's running for governor of Massachusetts, saying that Deal would stand up to what he called radical left lunatics. The search for missing school teacher Eliza Fletcher in Memphis, Tennessee, takes a dark turn. Police say they found a body Monday in the area where she disappeared. However, they're not saying whether it is the 34-year-old mother.
Fletcher's abduction was recorded by a security camera. A suspect is now being held on a $500,000 bond. 38-year-old Cleotha Abston is a previously convicted kidnapper who neighbors say was often soliciting them for sex. Police say Abston has been uncooperative. Eben Brown, Fox News.
And in Canada, police say they found one of the two suspects of a mass killing spree dead. That was Damian Sanderson. They say did not kill himself, but did not reveal how he died. They are still looking for his brother, Miles Sanderson. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
UN inspectors say Russia is again putting Ukraine's largest nuclear power plant in danger.
The Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant knocked offline once again. This also took place over the weekend after shelling destroyed a key power line. But this situation is more serious, as it was the last transmission line on Europe's largest nuclear power plant. Experts from the International Atomic Energy Agency remain at the site, and they're expected to brief the Security Council tomorrow on Tuesday about the conditions and the severity of the situation at the power plant. Both Kyiv and Moscow accuse each other of planning provocations outside the site. In Kyiv, Ukraine, Alex Hogan, Fox News.
Cal Fire says the Fairview wildfire is spreading quickly, burning about 700 acres and only 5% contained. It's about 80 miles east of Los Angeles. Meantime, the Mill Fire in Northern California has scorched more than 4,000 acres and killed two people. The most powerful typhoon to hit South Korea in years battered the southern region Tuesday with 82-mile-an-hour winds and forced thousands to seek higher ground. An upset at the U.S. Open.
American Francis Tiafoe, the number 22 seed, shocked second-seeded Rafael Nadal in the fourth round of the U.S. Open in front of a raucous crowd at Arthur Ashe Stadium. Nadal was leading 3-1 in the fourth set when Tiafoe won 5 straight games to finish off the upset. The 36-year-old Nadal has won a men's record 22 majors, including taking both the Australian and French Opens this year. Tiafoe advances to the quarterfinals, where he will face the ninth seed, Andrei Rublev of Russia. I'm Eric Messersmith. Fox News.
And a shark attack in Hawaii leaves a French woman in critical condition. She'd reportedly been swimming and possibly snorkeling in murky water Saturday off the island of Maui. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.